As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again, I ask God directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Faith, love, peace, courage, inspiration. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I bring to mind the scripture for this imaginative contemplation prayer. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. I recall this story, this scene. It's evening, and the disciples are in a closed room in the house, in fear. And Jesus came and stood amongst them and offered them peace. And he showed them his hands and his side. And then he breathed on them. I look around me. What can I see? I notice the shape of the room. I notice its size. I take in the appearance of the walls, doors, windows, ceiling, floor. I notice the colours. The lightness or darkness of the room. I see around me furniture, soft furnishings, pots and pans, household accoutrements. I breathe in deeply into my lungs. What can I smell? I notice the fragrances in the air. I notice the taste in my mouth. I notice the wetness or dryness in my mouth. And on my lips. I notice the air on my skin. Its temperature. The warmth or coolness of the air. Its heat or coldness. I feel the movement or stillness of the air against my skin. And I notice the moisture or the dryness of the air. I feel my clothes on my body. And I notice the texture of the fabric against my skin. Its roughness or smoothness. I feel the tightness or looseness of the garments on my body. I feel my feet in my shoes or barefoot. And I feel my feet on the ground. Beneath my feet. I listen for the sounds around me. What can I hear? People talking, laughing, crying, moving around, arguing. Household sounds, pots and pans, cooking, pets perhaps. I listen to the sounds around me. Imaginative contemplation on John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23, the Feast of Pentecost. I place myself in this scene. Where am I? Who am I? What is happening around me? What other people are here with me? What are they doing? What are they saying? How is their tone? Is their demeanor? What am I feeling? And then Jesus is there. How does Jesus seem to me? What does he say? How is his tone? How does Jesus look at me? What's my feeling? Then the Holy Spirit appears. What is this appearance as I see it? As I feel it. Thank you. What am I feeling as I contemplate the appearance of the Holy Spirit? I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. So I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.